Home for the Maintenance.
Hi, this is Stephanie calling from Local Flash.
Yep. How's it going?
Good. Thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm good.
All right. Wonderful. So, I'm sorry.
No, I was on my other line. Sorry. You're good. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. All right. So, yes, as I mentioned, this is just a quick, review on your account progress, which is going to take about 10 to 15 minutes. And to confirm, now is a good time, right?
Yep. We're okay. You go ahead.
Awesome. All right. So, by the way, thank you so much for choosing Local Flash as your premier marketing agency. And today I would like to cover the following items. That is the progress of your account, what we have completed so far for your campaign, and a walkthrough on your client dashboard. We'd also talk about your website if you have any questions about it.
Okay.
So currently, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You're good.
All right. All right. So currently your account is only a few weeks old, and so far we already finished optimization of your Google Business profile and Facebook Business page. Your website should already be live now, and call tracking phone number as well as the call tracking greeting has been successfully set up too. Also, these services, by the way, or those services that I mentioned, are what's helping you with online presence as well as helping you with brand awareness. So this is also going to help with getting leads from customers that are actively searching for your services. Now, I would like to review your client dashboard. Do you have access to a computer or a smartphone at the moment?
I'm on my smartphone right now, yes.
Got it. Are you able to log into the client dashboard right now? Do you want me to send you the client dashboard login?
Yeah, I don't know what my username is or my password. I tried looking at it the other day, and I didn't know my username or password, so.
Got it. Let me go ahead and send you the client dashboard login information. Let me know once you receive it, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Are you sending it to my email or text message?
I sent it to both.
Well, I haven't got the message yet.
All right, let me just check here. All right. And you still haven't received it, just to confirm?
No, not on this number. I haven't.
Okay, let me go ahead and resend it. There you go. Let's just maybe give it a minute more.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, there it goes. Sending.
All right.
Walk through. Okay, sending. That's my password. All right. I got it. Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I am logged in.
Wonderful. All right. So once you're logged in, you should now be able to see the homepage of the client dashboard. So yeah. On the homepage, you will see some high-level insights on your active campaigns. Any leads that you get to receive will be reflected in the client dashboard, and you will see a preview of your business information, logo, and even a link to access your website editor. Speaking of the website, Richard, were you able to check on your website? Do you maybe have any questions on it?
No, the only thing I had last time I talked to you was the email@email.com, but you recently told me that's been fixed.
That is correct.
Yeah. So other than that, I'm okay with it. Everything looks just fine.
Wonderful. All right. That sounds good then. And then moving on, still on the client dashboard, we do have the leads tab. Do you see where it says leads?
No, I'm seeing my name and then my logo and then handyman services, account settings, business info, promoted URL. I'm still on that page.
Okay. Do you see three dashes probably on the right top corner
yep.
of the screen? Okay. So on those three dash, or when you click on those three dashes, it's going to give you a drop down.
Yeah.
And then on the drop down, you should see the tabs available. Please click on leads.
Okay. Clicking on leads now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Like, I haven't followed up on any of these. Well, there is one that I did. Two. Okay, yeah, and those leads, they actually, I get text messages from those leads, too.
Right. Yes, yeah. Definitely. So any leads that you get to receive, you'll be notified through text message. Also, they will be shown here in the client dashboard. So for Facebook ads, as well as the website or, let's say, any phone calls that will be here, it will also give you the option to listen to those calls again if you may have missed anything during the call.
Okay. That'd
All right.
be good.
Right, for sure. And then moving on, we also do have the Google Business Profile, which we are optimizing, and we're promoting your business through Google as well. Currently, though, as I have checked, Google Business Profile still needs video verification.
Yes, I know. I've been so busy. I haven't been able to do it.
Got it. But I'll definitely go ahead and send an email for now with the Google Business Profile verification steps, just in case you'd be needing that any of these days.
So, and, like, all I need to do is just show my, because I got magnets on my truck, I'll show my work truck, I'll mm-hmm. show where I operate from, and that's it?
You would also need to show, when you start the truck, they want to make sure that your truck is working.
Okay.
And then you would also need to show any equipment that you use for the business and any proof of management, which can be a business license, registration,
okay.
or business cards.
Yeah, I got business cards. I got all of that stuff. So
wonderful. That is awesome. So, yes, that's all that's needed to show in the video for the Google verification.
Okay. Yeah, I've just been kind of lazy. Well, not lazy. I've just been busy, I guess.
Busy, right, definitely. I totally understand. But, yes, as soon as the Google Business Profile gets verified, on the client dashboard, we have the Google Insights tab. So Google Insights, were you able to get to the Google Insights, by the way?
I'm looking at it now. It says there's 17 profile actions.
Right. So this was actually before the Google Business Profile needed another verification. So There have been, so far, there have been 311 views on your Google Business profile. Once again, this was before it needed the verification on your Google Business profile. So 311 reviews, 10 website visits, or 10 people visited your website through the Google Business profile, and 7 has clicked on the call when trying to give you a call in regards to any businesses.
Oh, yeah, I see the 311 total views now. Yep, I'm scrolling through it.
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
It has, it's had a lot of impressions. I mean, a lot more people seeing me now.
Exactly. Most especially once it's already fully verified again, we should definitely be gaining even more visibility and online presence.
Yeah.
And then for any leads that you get to receive from the Google Business profile, by the way, will also be reflecting on the leads tab.
Okay.
And then moving on, we have the reviews tab. Let me know once you're on that page.
Yep, reviews. I am going to it now. I got it.
All right, wonderful. Now, on the reviews page, this is where you can monitor and even reply in your Google reviews. Getting more reviews, by the way, is very important for your Google Business profile to help it rank better. So we strongly recommend that you ask for more reviews from your clients or your customers. Also, once you start gaining more reviews, we also highly recommend to respond to any existing reviews as well as the new ones.
Okay.
All right. So you can respond to your reviews through here, or through the client dashboard under the reviews tab. Also, we would like to let you know that there are 3 options on how you can request for reviews on your client dashboard. This may be something that we have discussed in the past probably, but yes, there's 3 options here in the reviews tab or the reviews page. First, we do have the link that says ratemy.pro/homefreedom, which you can just copy and then paste it probably to an email or a text message so that you can send it to your customers. Second, we have the request review button. So once you click on request review, you can put in your customer's phone number, email address, and their name, and then that will send them a text message or an email with the with a link so that when they click on that link, by the way, it will take them exactly to where they can leave a review on your Google Business profile. So instead of them going to Google looking up for your business, which is going to take them time.
Yeah. So say that one more time because I'm trying to navigate the request review thing.
Oh, okay. Yep. So for request review, you just have to put in your customer's name, phone number, and email address, and that's going to send them a message with the link that's going to take them to where they can leave a review to your Google Business profile.
Okay. Yep.
Wonderful. And then lastly, the very common or the very most used nowadays is the QR code. So yes, Client Dashboard now gives you the option to create or generate your own custom QR code. You can actually choose what color you like the QR code to be, and it also gives you the option to either add your logo, or if you prefer for it to be just a plain QR code, then you should be able to have it generated through the reviews page and the dashboard.
So do I hit current QR code or generate new code when I do that?
You can generate new code.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, I'll mess around with that a little bit later. Yeah, that's cool.
Wonderful. All right, awesome. And then moving on, we also do have the post tab. On the post tab, yep.
Total
are
post.
You able to, there you go. All right, so the post tab, or technically the post, is one of our newest features. So we are creating weekly recurring posts on your behalf or on behalf of your business. And posts, by the way, are a great way to get attention in real estate on Google. It also helps with improving optimization. So on this page, you can create your own custom post or set it to create Google posts for you automatically. You can also customize the frequency or start time for your post. And on this page, you will be able to preview, edit, or even delete the scheduled posts anytime in your client dashboard.
Okay.
Also, if you scroll down, you'd be able to see the history of all the previous posts. You'd also see the upcoming posts.
Yeah, I'm looking at the ones you guys posted right now. That's excellent. I love it.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And then, lastly, on the client dashboard, if you can see ad campaigns, it should give you a drop down, and then you can select Facebook ads from there.
Yeah.
All right. So for the Facebook ads, by the way, we had Facebook ads running since March the 4th. And so far, it has already reached 1,454 times, or it has been viewed 1,454 times. 24 people has clicked on it, and there were 3 leads recorded from the Facebook ads. So we're gaining good numbers and good visibility on Facebook ads. And if you scroll down, it's going to show you how your Facebook ad looks like. So you can actually check on the preview of the Facebook ad. And if you wish any changes to that, you can always let us know.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Right. Awesome. And, so just to confirm, website is already good. There's no changes that you'd like to take place on the website?
No, I haven't been upset about it at all. It's been helping. I do have one thing that has kind of been concerning me with this local slash deal is the leads that I'm getting are people asking me for a job.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I took one guy on. I've been working with him this week. But, like, the second one that I got and the third one, they're kids asking for jobs. And I don't know if we're aimed at me hiring people or me hiring, like, taking on new clients, if that makes sense.
Uh-huh. I understand. Well,
that's my concern.
Mm-hmm. Rest assured, though, we are following the Google's guidelines, and we are promoting your business as looking for customers or as being hired by customers. So we are promoting the keywords that were discussed during the onboarding as well as your service areas. But I'll definitely,
if we could skew mm-hmm. it a little bit just to be more aimed at new clients rather than new employees. I don't know what's there. Like, I mean, you guys probably see more than I do, but the leads that I have gotten are people looking for jobs.
Got that.
So I don't know what we need to change there, but there's got to be something.
And let me just check here. And if I'm not mistaken, that's the lead that you got from Facebook ads. Right.
So there's one in specifically that I took on just this week.
Uh-huh.
His name's Jackson Weed. That's one of my leads. His name's Jackson Weed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's 18-year-old kid, and he's been working with me this week, and I took him on because I had some decent-sized jobs, and it's been working out, but I'm not into the business of hiring. I'm into the business of getting hired. So I don't know if people are just seeing the website and getting confused or if there's something that we can alter.
Right. Well, most probably they may have just confused it for something else, but rest assured I will definitely check with the team if there's anything else that we can do. In that way, they'd be able to see that you are looking for, you're looking to be hired.
Right.
Not looking to hire.
Right.
So yes, I'll definitely make sure to check this out with our Facebook team as well.
And I don't think it's your guys' fault. Like you said, people get confused and that's fine.
Right.
But the leads that I did generate are people looking for jobs. So that's kind of concerning.
Exactly. But yes, I'll definitely check with the team if maybe there's something else that we can do so that it won't confuse people who are looking for jobs as well.
Yeah, and I mean, down the road, maybe we'll put it back on or whatever, you know. But right now, I can only work myself 36 hours a week, you know. I can't hardly take on any more children, so.
Exactly. Exactly. But yes, I'll follow up with the team to make sure that does not happen again or we don't receive those types of leads anymore. And then
I guess another thing, and I don't know if you get this a lot, but I'll get a local splash phone call through the generated AI number and it'll be another SEO company calling me.
Well, yes, that is definitely very common, most especially since you're already showing online.
They're asking me how much I'm paying you guys, and I'm like, I'm not going to tell you what I'm like. So, yeah, I'm always arguing with other SEO companies.
Got it. I apologize to hear about that. But, yes, that can definitely happen. Although I would say that would also be a good sign because that would mean that the campaign is working since you're already being visible online. These people are already seeing your business in the market. And that's the reason why they're trying to reach out to you. They may even tell you about anything that's not completely set up on your account. Please be assured that we are a certified Google channel partner and we do follow Google's guidelines, most especially when it comes to optimization of your Google business profile.
Yeah.
Right. So, you can actually just disregard of those phone calls or if there may be any questionable requests, you can always call us to verify it with us.
Okay.
All right. I was actually about to discuss that because technically with the online presence as well as with your business being optimized in the platforms, you're definitely going to be receiving these types of calls and even more of these. Some may be just service requests or just telemarketers. But yes, once again, if they are companies that claim to work for Google, or if they are companies like Townsquare and Ollie, just in case they request for extra money to verify or to complete your Google business profile.
I just hang up on them. Yeah, I just hang up
on
them.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, you should definitely hang up on those immediately. And Richard, I just want to remind you that we have incentives when you refer business to us. So if you may have someone or if you know someone that you think will be able to benefit from our services, you can send us their contact information. I will be sending you an email with the incentives program. Technically, you're going to be getting a free month of local SEO when you refer someone to local.
I have a good friend of mine that owns his own company that was asking me about you guys. So I didn't want to give my secrets away, but if it's worth it, then I might. So
definitely. Yes. There's no rush. I totally understand. You would, of course, want to be able to make sure that
I don't like telling my secrets to nobody.
Right. And before you recommend someone else, you would like to make sure that you're able to see that result on your end as well, right? So
you guys have been doing good so far. You call me every day, and it's almost harassment, but it's for a good thing. So I do appreciate it.
I apologize about that. But, yes, we just wanted to make sure that everything's completely set up on your account and that everything is actually good. In order for us to be able to push through with seeing the result that you signed up for.
Right. Yeah, I'll get that Google verification done tomorrow. I can't do it tonight because things are starting to get dark, and I'd like to do it in the daylight. But I'll get that done. And then is there anything else that I need to do besides that video verification?
Well, actually, that's just all that's needed right now to completely set up the account. Only the verification on your Google Business profile.
Yep, and you sent me an email about that, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Resent it just a few minutes ago.
Yeah, that'll work.
All right, awesome. But yes, that was pretty much it for me, Richard. Please do look out for any emails and text messages with updates from Local Flash. We will, of course, continue to optimize your campaign to get you more leads, and make sure to check your dashboard. There will definitely be a lot of resources for you in there. Also, please feel free to contact us every time you have any questions or if there's anything that you need assistance with. Do you maybe have any questions for me, Richard, or anything that I can assist you with today?
I did. I think I just forgot about it, though. I was thinking about something, but it's not important. I'm sure I'll talk to you again soon.
All right, then. Well, yes, should you remember what it is or if there's anything else, please know you can always reach out to us. We'd definitely be glad to assist.
Okay, and then did you put a note in your account to just kind of check on the campaign about me hiring people?
Yes, I did submit to our Facebook ad team. To see if there's something that we can do about not receiving these types of leads moving forward.
Yeah, I mean the leads look good, but it's just kids calling me. It's not clients, so.
That is correct, right? And we don't want these to happen moving forward. So I'll definitely make sure our Facebook team checks on this further.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if I have anything, I'll definitely give you a ring.
All right, definitely. Thank you so much once again for choosing Local Flash, Richard.
I did remember. When is my next payment due? It's got to be coming up.
Oh, yes, that is on the 28th.
The 28th of this month, March.
This month, yes.
Okay, and that's $200 or something like that?
$299, yeah.
Okay, perfect. I forgot the date. I'll have to write it down. So that's
got
all
it.
I'm worried about.
All right. But yes, that is every 28th of each month.
Okay. I'll put it in the calendar.
All right, then. All right. Well, thank you so much once again for your time, Richard, and for taking the time to speak with me. You have a great rest of the day and a great weekend.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye.